So I spent a fair amount of time, you know, going through the strange ideas put forth by those on the left. We try to do the best to sort through it, and obviously, I don't do it by myself. Ivy is out there working all the time, as is Sarah and Alex, and our entire team are out there working all the time. And Ivy just got a hold of me. She said, you've got to hear what I just found. For the dumbest thing you've heard all week, you've got to hear what I just found. She's on the phone with me here today. Ivy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
Nice to be here. I'm very well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. And obviously, the dumbest thing you've heard all week is something we've done pretty regularly for a while now. But you called me because there was this town hall event in Queens last night. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez laid out her new six-fold proposal called the Just Society. Whatever that all means. I mean, it's just more taxes, just less freedom, just, you know, more restrictions, just more government control, I would guess. But then she was taking questions from the audience, and that's what you heard. And share a little bit. So you heard this. What's it all about?
I actually heard it yesterday, and I just got distracted doing some other things. And then this morning, Doug on Facebook said, one of the things is the AOC clip from last night with the lady at the event saying that we need to eat babies to solve climate change.
I'm sorry, what?
That's exactly what she says.
Come on,
so
that's not real.
This is my submission for dumbest thing that you've heard all week. And Alex, if you want to roll it, go for it.
All right.
So much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
I see that they usher her out of the room.
It's so, no.
Ma'am, come with us. We have a straitjacket for
thank
you.
Thank you. So I think...
thank you very much. All right. Come on, that can't be real. That's got to be a
setup. You wonder if it's a plant. But you know what? I think that there is this hysteria surrounding this end of earth times that
it's time
AOC
to eat the babies.
And,
eat the babies. We must eat the babies. It's not that we're all going to die. Eat the babies.
Well, let's talk about some other dumb things that she says. Bomb Russia. It wouldn't be enough if we bombed Russia. Okay. And then she also says that a Swedish professor says it wouldn't be enough if we ate dead people.
Well, he did say that.
What does eating dead people have to do with, you know,
that's exactly right.
Change?
Cannibalism. The Swedish professor put that a couple of weeks ago. Right, Alex? You saw that.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
All right. Hold on, Ivy. Let's take we're going to go to the hotline. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Gary just finishing up his breakfast. Hopefully it wasn't
children. I'm so
sorry. Yeah. Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. No, I was feasting on some squirrel this morning.
Good.
But I'll tell you, the left, this is the creature the left has created. These hysterical, wiped out people that no longer live in reality. They're creating mass hysteria. They've been working on it for, as you know, 30 years. And the kids today are just going to be so wiped out when they're 25 because they think they should be dead already. And
right.
What do you know? The country's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's still ice caps. There's still all the things that have been around for tens of thousands of years.
Yeah. Don't eat the children, Gary. That's my idea. Do not eat. Step away from the children. Do not eat because somebody's going to survive all this. Gary, thank you for checking in from Hazel Park today. He's right about that, though. I saw some classwork, and we both saw this, and we didn't get to it a week ago, from a school not far from where I'm sitting, that they had put this assignment out to the kids in fifth or sixth grade, whatever it was, and the kids are all like, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to be dead in 12 years. That's really what they're writing the kids are, you know, climate catastrophe in 12 years. Gary's right. We've created this mindset, and now this woman wants to eat children, and you think it's crazy, but by tomorrow there's two of her, and then exactly. there's four, and then there's eight, and it just grows because they have no, well, they have no brain.
Well, and the hysteria that the left creates, I mean, that's their MO. If there isn't hysteria, then they have nothing to run on. Because, you know, with the economy the way that it is and all of the positive things that this president is doing for the country, they just have to they have to incite this hysteria and create this, you know, these stories. I mean, come on. First of all, this is obviously absolutely absurd. But I think that, you know, when you hear these children, young teenagers and even, you know, young adults who are just proclaiming that we don't have enough time, the world is going to end because of climate change and this and that. I mean, that is just utterly ridiculous.
I think that Crosby, Stills, and Nash are going to have to change their song from treat your children well to eat your children well.
I'm just
throwing that out there.
It's just frightening because, like you always say, you know, the things that we you know, accept, our children will embrace.
That's true.
And this is, I just think that we talked to our daughter and, you know, she talks about how all of her peers, a majority of her peers are talking about this and they believe this
about
to
impeachment
be true.
Too. Donald Trump's
and
broken all these laws.
And everything else.
And the Chick-fil-A pays for money to do anti-LGBTQ things, which is completely false. And all mm-hmm. of these other things. Yeah, what we tolerate, our children will embrace. I've said that for a long time, and I think it's true. All right, so thank you for. I think that's the stone cold winner, dumbest thing I've heard all week. There it is. Eat yeah. babies and bomb Russia, but it might still not be enough. All right, Ivy, thank you so much as always. Greatly appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
There you have it. 52 after on a Friday. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.